part two of Week in the Universe, where we discuss 205 Live and NXT. Because Dexter Critchman is back once again.
Let's talk about the beatdown. Come on.
Tozawa to the top. Tozawa, nobody home.
Drew Gulak is back with the PowerPoint presentation.
I didn't like this so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Week in the Universe, part three, our first ever edition of part three, where we discuss NXT and 205 Live. I am your host, as always, ever present, Amir Azzanetti, and joining me after a couple of weeks off, healing up from the sweep, 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 wherever you may be, I gave Dexter a farm up the pee, whatever that means.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Moving
I don't care. I swept you. I don't care. Where have you been? Dexter Critchman, you lost 4-0, even with a team of reprobates. By the way, everybody who sided with Dexter Critchman, you will pay. You will pay personally at the hands of the boss. But Dexter Critchman, welcome back. No hard feelings, but you got shoveled to shit, sunshine.
I did. And the most heartbreaking thing is we lost by one goddamn point.
One goddamn point.
Insert one card short here.
For all the podcast listeners, what?
All right. So, in other news, whole reason we've
news.
Been a little bit of in other news, wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling, right? It's been a crazy, crazy couple of weeks. But you came back just in time for an excellent edition of 205 Live and NXT. Shall we get into it with Purple Brand first?
Yes, please. I'm greatly excited for this, actually.
There are no sausage talk here. Let's talk about Flippy Joe Wrestling.
So, cue the purple music, cue the Purple Brand music. And while we're here, cue the music for the brand that Hulu does not recognize at all. 205 Live.
Lesson number two. There's more than one way to win a match. You understand me?
I'm not playing a gentleman. I am a gentleman.
I have laid waste to Pretender. Hasta Pretender.
So, 205 Live this week. All aboard Drewtopia, for PowerPoint is excelling. Drew Gulak is involved now in the number one contenders match against Rich Swann next week on Raw. He will get a chance to be the number one contender for Enzo Amore's Cruiserweight title. There's no Enzo this week, so guess who is in charge? PowerPoint presentation, man! Somebody is over like Rover. Yes, he is. So Drew Gulak is basically the star of the fucking show. Fuck you all. Thank you very much. When you all didn't care, I said he was a star. Fuck you all. Thank you very much. Fuck you. So it's Drew Gulak. The rest of it, I don't care about. Let's talk about Drew Gulak and how great he is.
To be fair, though, I was with you a little bit. I'm like, what's going on with this? But I like the right to censor thing. It was fun, and it's still fun, and it's still going, and you got your goddamn megaphone back.
Yes! Marking hard for the megaphone as he signals in the Justice League. Also, calling out Aria Davari as Wonder Woman. He's like, why do I have to be Wonder Woman? Because you're a fierce warrior, and you have a great fashion sense. He's like, yeah, I actually do have that, yes. It's fucking superb. Make them all comedy twats. Get Enzo Amore out entirely. I want to see Drew Gulak in charge of these four, and I want them to just be the Justice League going forward. Absolutely phenomenal. I like the fact that Tony
PowerPoint.
I don't want to be Aquaman. Team PowerPoint is amazing, but Team PowerPoint can be to the Justice League what the Elite is to the Bullet Club. That's what I'm thinking. PowerPoint can be the elitist of the Justice League. And I really want to see Aria Davari one week just actually tipped up as Wonder Woman. Like, I'm a strong, independent woman.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Standing there in hot pants going, I am a warrior queen. You will respect me. Davari De Niro. brilliant stuff. You could see Vince McMahon like sitting there. He's watching Tour of Violence. This sucks.
Tory small people flipping around for my liking.
And then all of a sudden, like Ariel Dewari comes on. He's like, Wonder Woman, huh? An Arab dressed as a Wonder Woman. That's money. Put it on my goddamn show.
I don't know who decided to actually show up and start writing for these guys, or if they just said,
cross-dressing's still funny, right, Dexter Kretschmann? Cross-dressing's hilarious. Ha, ha, ha. I'm still stuck in the 1950s. Ha, ha, ha.
Who decided to start writing, or did they just let them loose and off the chain?
Seriously. I think they let him loose a little bit because Drew Gulak's one of those talents where you can just tell, just let him do his own shit. We got the Gobbly Gulaker a couple of weeks ago, or last week. I bet you enjoyed that shit immensely. A couple of weeks ago, it was amazing. It's the Gobbly Gulaker. And he's like, can I go? I need to pee. No, you sit there and think about what you did. It's fucking brilliant. There's been so many highlights for Drew Gulak. He's so good, and I am very, very tempted to hand him my Breakout Star of the Year award at the Smart Plug Year End Awards, which, of course, Dexter Kretschmann will be involved in as well, ladies and gentlemen. But 205 Live, what else happened? It was a good wrestling. Noam Dar and Cedric Alexander renewed their fucking endless rivalry once again. A fantastic match, to be fair. I love the way they just kicked lumps out of each other. The lumbar checking in was savage. You also had the main event, Cedric Alexander versus no it's Rich Swann sorry versus Tony Nese. That's the one.
Jesus Christ, we're getting our three matches in way wrong order.
I know, there's only three matches on the card and we still can't get them in order. It's because I skipped Grand Metalik and Brian Kendrick because I just don't care.
It was really good about
Flippy Tinfoil Man and Captain Jack Sparrow, a.k.a. Gay Man, Gay Pirate.
It was really good.
Not as good as Rich Swann versus Tony East, which was fucking PWG levels of stupidity. It was brilliant. And then, of course, we had the big schmoz at the end with the faces and the heels having it out with each other. It was good fun. I really enjoyed it. Just the quality of wrestling on the show was phenomenal. It really was. I didn't watch Grand Metalik versus Brian Kendrick, but Dexter Kretschmann assures me the Grand Metalik was fantastic in this match. And the Brian Kendrick, I know what to expect from him. Jack Gallagher at this point feels like a complete afterthought. But 205 Live in general, good fun. I like it. Do you know what? The last few weeks has been fucking boring. And because it's been boring, it's been dire. And this week was like a return to actual 205 Live normality. Great wrestling, funny gimmicks, and fun storylines. And, you know, Nigel McGuinness and Vic Joseph, they're starting to really warm up to me now. I've always loved Nigel McGuinness, but I was very much on the fence about Vic Joseph. But he's starting to come through nicely as a commentator now. He's found his groove a little bit. There's still a lot of ironing out to be done. But overall, this product's really fun, and they're going on the road too. Dexter Kretschmann, your thoughts on 205 Live taking their show on the road and doing live house shows as just 205 Live?
It's what we apparently someone is fucking listening to us
where are they going to do them? They've got to do them in small arenas. Please tell me they're not going to like try and fill out like a 10,000-15,000 seat arena, because they'll get like 500 people turning up and it'll just be embarrassing. I hope they're going to do what NXT does. Little theatre halls and leisure centres, crazy stuff like that, you know?
They'll probably do like Green Bay, which is between a 5,000 and 7,000 theatre. Basically the small...
I think they'll struggle to fill that. I really do. I think they should be aiming for the 1,000-seater places like NXT did. Like last week, NXT had a fantastic main event, didn't it? And we didn't get a chance to speak about the British Invasion was in full force as Mark Andrews took on Mustache Mountain.
We'll get to that. We'll do a recap.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. But I mean, that's the kind of arenas I'm thinking 205 Live should go for. Those little halls that are intimate, because you know you're going to sell that out. Because WWE's coming to town, you know you're going to sell that out, and at least you can have an intimate, fun venue with people who really care about the product. You start opening up the venues too big, you get people going who don't care, or people just simply don't go because, you know, it's 205 Live and who gives a fuck, there's no John Cena or any star power there. It might be worth waiting for Neville to get back as well. You got Hideo Itami debuting on the roster too. I was curious to see what you thought about that. He was announced a couple of weeks ago, and obviously they're building to him arriving.
Obviously, Hidetami has run his course in NXT. So are you excited about him on 205 Live? Because I'm not actually that bothered.
I'm going to be like you and kind of like awoken Matt Hardy and be like, I reserve my right to be excited because quite honestly, I have a feeling this is going to end kind of poorly. He doesn't really have a captain kick, as you'll call him, doesn't have very much.
He can't wrestle for shit. He, do you know what he is?
He's no Shinsuke
Nakamura. All he does is just knee and kick people. Like, and the one time he was doing well at NXT is when he started becoming that whingy heel. You know, and he's like, I deserve respect. I demand respect. And then he gets in that absolute hellacious kicking warfare of Aleister Black. And other than that, he's done nothing. He has been fucking boring and overrated. And a lot of these guys who are coming in from Japan, it's really funny because in my opinion, Akira Tozawa has done the best out of all the Japanese talent, other than obviously Asuka on the female side of things. The female side of things are killing it because female Japanese women are incredible and so well disciplined in the art of wrestling. But I think Tozawa has done far better than Shinsuke Nakamura and Hideo Itami has. He's had better quality matches, good title matches, good reasonable rivalries, and he's also fun and relatable. When he was backstage on this 205 Live and he's there with Mustafa Ali and Rich Swann, and he's like, oh, I'm so excited! It's just like, I like you. You're funny, you're stupid, and you're funny, and you're relatable, and you just look, you're good fun. You know, there's this really funny video of him, I don't know if you've seen it, of him like, he's fucking, it looks like he's basically beating one out underneath his bed cover, and then when they lift the cover up, he's not actually doing that at all, he's doing something else, like sort of some sort of craft work or something ridiculous like that. It's just, he's got a very good sense of humor. He's somebody who seems like a lot of fun on the road and good to be around, and I just, you know, I've got a lot of time and a lot of love for Akira Tozawa. I feel like he's applied himself so much more than a lot of the other Japanese talent has. So yeah, like you, I
speaking
just
of
right to be excited for Hideo Itami. What did
where
you
where the fuck is Tozawa?
Tozawa, he was backstage going, ah, so excited!
Right, but
did you not see that?
I haven't.
Did you not see it? Listen, number 45. I was expecting
I haven't, I haven't seen him wrestle in like ages.
He was in the Fatal 4-Way on Raw, but of course, as far as Dexter Critchman is concerned,
Raw doesn't get to see Cruiserweights on Hulu. Fuck you.
Oh my god. I even have Hulu on my Switch so I can just literally take it with me and watch it easily. And
that Hulu was now on Switch because Drew Gulak advertised this on his Twitter account. That is how I found out because Drew Gulak has a Nintendo Switch. There you go. Reasons to love him even more.
Yeah, actually, I'd love to see if he gives out his friend code because I'd love to play with him. Anyway,
I'm sure Drew Gulak is going to hand out his Nintendo friend code. Also, is it really called a friend code? Fuck
it's
off,
called
Nintendo. Fuck off. Gamer tag or something like that. But friend code, really. Ooh, friends. Ooh, yay. Fuck you. That's what
basically
you're
it's
buy your actually very good console, you fucking tools.
It's actually a really good console. Anyway, getting back on topic.
Of course it is.
Wrestling.
It's Nintendo. They're always good. Do you know what? The Nintendo Wii U was great, and fuck all of you didn't like it. Hey, Nintendo Wii U, shit. No, it isn't shit. It's just that none of you bought it, so none of you actually know if it was any good or not. Fuck you. Anyway, wrestling.
Wrestling. I had mixed opinions on the Wii U, but that's for another date, another time. Moving on.
All right, mixed opinions about your Wii U.
I think that's about it, isn't it?
That's pretty much a wrap as far as 205 Live goes. What did you think of 205 Live this week, Dexter Critchman?
Oh, my God. Part of the reason we didn't do the podcast is one, I was busy with Thanksgiving. Two, I got really busy at my arcade. And three, 205 Live was such shit that we didn't
even want
to bother. We didn't want to bother. It was to the point where we were like, fuck it, we'll just record and play video games. And it never happened.
That's because I kept
bothering
out because you were organizing it for 1 a.m.
I'm sorry. But anyway.
I am tired. God damn it. I'm making candles. I'm trying to, you know, please everybody. I'm just tired. Fuck you all. Meh. I hate you all. You've ruined my life.
No, you.
I hate this podcast and I hate you all. Get out of my life.
Don't say that. No.
You're all
fired. No. Okay.
Especially you. You should be fired, Captain Four Zip.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've mentioned this.
Are you proud of yourself? Ooh, Critchman's cronies.
Actually, I am proud of how well it turned out, even though we lost by 1 point, to be completely honest.
Dexter Critchman's proud of a loss, ladies and gentlemen. He's proud that he lost for a fourth time running. Oh, that talk. I'm undefeated. I've never lost a pay-per-view to the Beast. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you over the sound of shuffle, 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 shuffle.
The worst part about it is whoever... We've had this discussion. The person I face next, I'm going to end up probably absolutely destroying him, decimating him, probably being an 8-0. Yeah. But
you're going to be hard pushed to find an opponent right now. You might have noticed that even Jay Miller, the guy with the worst losing record in our entire company, other than yourself, of course, even he has a match with the champion. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Dexter Critchman doesn't have a match. At LDR Jagman, please give him something to do because we're getting bored of babysitting him at this point.
Come on, who wants a little exhibition match? Anybody? Anybody?
Exhibition. Hawk, if you want exhibition, get your fucking pants down.
My God. Anyway, get on to the yellow
brand.
Shall
we go on to the yellow brand?
Yes, please.
You might have noticed rustling in the background. That's because I'm eating a flake, which, ironically enough, is yellow and purple. Ha-ha! See what I did there? Segue into NXT.
You are not NXT! We are NXT! We tried to do it your way, and what did I get? Nothing!
Oh my God! It's Adam Cole! It's Adam Cole!
What the hell?
Adam Cole, baby! In the house!
So, NXT this week. Oh, I'm sorry, I have a massive erection. So, let's get right down to it.
With fucking Chris Hero versus Johnny Gargano. It's a fucking kicking the shit out of me. And my fucking head is spectacular.
Fucking creamy goodness. Oh, big caveat, I'm not happy.
And go back 2 weeks.
Not happy. No. We shall recap that afterwards. People want to hear the current and the now. Then we shall masturbate furiously over British wrestling. First, Chris Hero versus... No, he's not Cash's owner. He's Chris Hero. Fuck you all. Chris Hero versus Johnny Gargano.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, that music. Who wrote that? Oh, seriously. Who's been spoon-feeding Jim Johnson a pile of shit and then letting him play a guitar with his anus? What a pile of... Oh, no. What the fuck is that? If I want Eugene singing, I'll go back 10 years, thanks. Fuck you. Plus, I mean, Johnny Gargano's music, all right. I mean, anyway, we're not here for music, we're here for wrestling. And my God, this match was fucking amazing. So fucking stiff and violent. Oh, my Jesus. Fucking crescent kick and the fucking face and the fucking flying, launching forearm. However, Johnny Gargano winning, absolutely unacceptable for me. Once again, Cassius Ohno does a great job of putting somebody over, as he has been doing so well for this company. It's sad that he's kind of... almost reserved for the putting guys over role because he's the one having the best matches on NXT every single goddamn week. But Johnny Gargano, he's in the fatal four-way to decide a number one contender for Andrade Cien Almas, along with the winner of the other match of that night, which was Killian Dane destroying Trent Seven. Can I just point out the fact that we got Big Damo versus Trent Seven, two of Britain's stalwarts for so many years, to see these guys wrestling on NXT, I've never been prouder. The fact that Damo used to fucking live so close to me, him and Trent Seven are so important. They're part of my, almost part of my livelihood. All of my life, I've dedicated to British wrestling. These two guys have been there and just done it all for me, right in front of my very eyes. I got to see Big Damo wrestle Shinsuke Nakamura a few years back in a little hall in London. And here we are, fast forward to these two guys and Killian Dane basically murdering Trent Seven. But these two matches really epitomized what's amazing about NXT. Did you love the fact that Johnny Gargano went over Chris Hero, Dexter Critchman?
I love the match. Honestly, I understand why they put him over, but I kind of wanted Chris Hero to win. I wanted to see Cassius Ohno actually get something out of the, you know, fucking beating he's been putting on people and the beating he's been taking. I really wanted to see him get somewhere, but I understand why they did it. They're actually starting to culminate the DIY breakup thing. They're trying to get Champ ready to come back
or supposedly close to. So I think Gargano's probably going to be cost the title at some point. Maybe they're going to have Gargano go over everybody else, finally get to the peak of the mountain, and then Tommaso Ciampa costs him his title match against Andrade Cien Almas. That would be pretty fucking amazing.
It would. That would be how I'd do it.
Because Cien Almas and Gargano have an amazing history already with two fantastic matches. It only seems right to have a third.
Also, side note, speaking of people going on the road and taking their show live, did you hear about NXT going full broadcast?
Yeah, is that just for next week, or is that constantly going forward?
That's their debut. They are moving forward with a constant debut on live television. NXT has made it. I think that's a
horrible idea.
It is.
Because now you're taking away a big reason for people to have the network. I think that's very dangerous. I think that's very dangerous. I'm not sure I like it at all.
I don't like it at all. Unless we're going to get like something specialty for the, I mean, I could understand them doing it because they're kind of, you know, it's either put less content on the network or basically they're trying to make it worth the $9. They're putting a lot of content on there that's exclusive to it, and it's a good draw for it, but there's a weight cost here. But regardless, it's a bad idea. It should probably be kept on the network and on the network alone, as well as Hulu. By the way, it's also on Hulu without edits. What the fuck?
Oh, really? That is quite good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also on Hulu. So you get it on. Also, 205 Live is on Hulu. All four of them are on Hulu. I don't understand this.
Very strange. We also had Sonya Deville tapping out Ruby Riott. I didn't care. A lot of backstage stuff. Lars Sullivan seems to have found some chops, which is nice. He can actually talk a reasonable amount. He's growing on me a little bit, but I'm still not convinced that he's anything other than a bit of a wrecking ball.
Yeah, he's basically Ryback 2.0, which was already Goldberg 2.0.
He's freakishly large. His chin is massive. Like, I can't get over this. Like, let's talk about the important things here. The size of Lars Sullivan's chin. It's amazing. Oh, it looks like the kind of thing that you would need to put a cork on so that it doesn't damage somebody with its jagged edges. It's crazy. I've never seen a chin like it. It's humongous, this thing. It really is. It looks like a pallet for cheese. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous, to be completely honest. But let's get back to wrestling. Let's get back to our topics at hand. What else do we have tonight on NXT?
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of announcements. Next week, we're getting Adam Cole versus Aleister Black. Holy cow.
Yep. That's going to be...
We're also getting in a couple of weeks' time a tag team title match between Sanity and Red Dragon, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. Oh, my God. But yeah, there's... They just seem to be knocking it out of the park. We had Andrade Cien Almas basically celebrate the fact he won the title in front of the Full Sail crowd with Zelina Vega. Not a great promo. This is why you don't speak. The reason you have Zelina Vega is so that you don't speak. You just stand there like a shit-eating heel. You look fantastic. You wrestle well, and you let her do the goddamn storytelling of booking, not you going, "Hey, I guess the campione! It's the campione!"
Go suck my balls and go shut up.
No, I don't want him to suck my balls, but he is amazing. I love Andrade Cien Almas. He's incredible. Please don't talk. Please don't talk again. You were losing the crowd rapidly by having him. So I get that he's excited and everything, but she can talk while he runs around screaming for all I care. I don't care, but don't have him with a live mic going, "Campione!" Not good. Absolutely not good at all. I am curious to see who's going to be his... next opponent, though. I'm very, very curious to see how they go with Aleister Black versus Adam Cole, because they are basically the undefeated entities in this company. I think you're going to be hard pushed to get a winner out of that. From what I can tell, it's Roderick Strong and Lars Sullivan, isn't it, in the other one? So,
yep.
Yeah, I've got to think Lars Sullivan's going over there. Black
Strong
and Cole is really hard to call because Aleister Black's got a very long-winded, undefeated streak. Very dangerous to cut his legs off right here, right before a title match. I think there's got to be some sort of shenanigans. Maybe Sanity costs Adam Cole the match, and that's what leads into the tag title match the following week. Either way, you absolutely cannot have... The thing is, Adam Cole got the win at War Games as well, so you are really in a rock and a hard place here. I find it very dangerous that they put these two against each other. This all seems very, very dangerous, very, very strange. And I couldn't honestly tell you, but I mean, I thought they were going to go with Wrecking Balls. Imagine having Killian Dane, Chris Hero, Lars Sullivan, and Aleister Black in a fatal four-way. Like, it would just be utter carnage. Black trying to, like, repel the onslaught of the huge men just by being just a Matrix lunatic. There's a lot of ways to go. I don't know how it's going to go because I don't read the spoilers because I'm a bit of a mark for NXT. I quite enjoy watching it as a mark and not reading any spoilers. So, like I say, I don't really know what's going to happen. I do know one large spoiler, unfortunately, which happens in a couple of weeks because somebody decided to fucking ruin it for me and tell me, which is very fucking annoying. I won't ruin it for you, but it's quite exciting. But either way, I wish somebody had fucking well told me. So in future, anyone who does tell me spoilers, you are instantaneously getting blocked. This is a warning from me to you. I will instantaneously block anyone who ruins anything for me. That is on social media, on private networks, it doesn't matter. You fucking tell me a result of something that hasn't happened yet, you are getting fucking binned, end of story. Because I am so sick and tired of people who think they're fucking journalists trying to ruin things for me. But yeah, NXT, pretty exciting. Last week we had the incredible main event that was Pete Dunne and Mark Andrews as Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, who of course are some wonderful Brits when I was Mustache Mountain. And we also got the announcement it will be Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne next week on NXT.
So we also talk about British the week before
is in full swing. The week before what? The week before? Week before?
Yeah, the
2 weeks
Gargano,
ago.
The Gargano
versus
match.
Pete Dunne. Yeah, we had Gargano versus Pete Dunne 2 weeks ago. Guys, you must have loved that. Oh my god, this is just a spooge fest at this point. But that match was really special.
I will say this
match. Not as good as Dunne versus Bate, though. Dunne versus Bate for me is match of the year. It's that good.
I will say one thing, though. Other than that match, go find that match. Don't watch anything else because it's just a fucking bore fest. The next week is okay. And then this week is just fucking.
Why haven't you watched it yet? So good. This was, do you know what? Raw and SmackDown were really good this week. 205 Live was good, but this for me was the best show of the four. And that shows you how good it was because Raw and SmackDown were really good. SmackDown had the amazing 12 days of Rusev. You know, there's so much going on, but my God, the fucking incredible nature of this NXT. It really was one of those NXTs where it just grabs you around the neck and won't let go. It was so exciting to watch. The women's match was a little bit boring. But luckily it was a bit short, so it didn't really detract from, you know, the issues too much. And they did a great job of plugging some moments. They had some nice backstage moments as well. But yeah, overall, NXT this week, amazing. If you haven't watched it, you should have. Dexter Christian, anything to add before we wrap it up? Any opinions or anything you'd like to get into before we shut up shop for another week?
Not that I'm aware of. Did our fans have anything to say?
They did not. Unfortunately, we did get some interactions last week, but because we didn't end up getting to NXT and 205 Live, well, it wasn't really, we sort of kind of stuck them on the back burner. But I'll tell you what we'll do, seeing as we're here right now, we'll go back through and check out your interactions from last week, just so you guys, well, basically get a bit of love, because at the end of the day, you did take
this
the
is
effort,
for you.
Should I say? Yeah, you made the effort to send them in. So let's check out NXT and 205 Live interactions, if there were so any, because we know there are a few from last week. Not a huge amount, but enough. Let's have a gander. So we've got CM Smiley, at Smiley Babby Boo, NXT from last week and 205 Live forward. So Cedric Alexander for Cruiserweight Champion is what Smiley says. She wants Cedric Alexander. She thinks he's the man of NXT, of 205 Live, excuse me. Your thoughts on Cedric Alexander as Cruiserweight Champion?
Not yet. Not yet. Too cocky, too arrogant. Not yet. He's getting there. Quite honestly, he's quite getting there. But your idea of Drew Gulak being, you know, our NXT 205 Live champion. God damn it, you got me started on this. But him being champion actually has some merit and would be a good foil for Alexander to come back and literally boot off, because he's both. He's both what Drew wants and what Drew doesn't want at the same time. It would literally be a good foil to Drew. You have to have both to be champion. And quite honestly, that would work really well. Not right now. Soon, but not now.
I really want to insert that fucking soundbite from Family Guy where Stewie goes, not now, but soon. What the fuck was Enzo thinking with that leopard fanny pack, knowing damn well he is wearing blue?
Oh my fucking God.
Stop it. No, we are not discussing Enzo Amore's fashion. Smiley's on the money, and we will leave it at that. Yep, Smiley also said, Hideo Itami is coming. I wouldn't know, you show that damn vignette every time you go to commercial. Yep. We're getting a lot of plugs for Hideo Itami. If Peyton Royce says iconic one more time, I swear I'm going to fucking lose it. That shit is more annoying than Baron Corbin's Twitter account. Jesus Christ, do I'm angry. Whoa. I love it. That's a real woman right there. Fuck her right now.
I guess that's just an iconic idea.
Pete motherfucking Dunne, and he loses to the fucking Mustache Mountain. Why? I'll tell you why, because Mustache Mountain is the best tag team in the fucking world. Fucking why? Tyler Bate and Trent Seven. Trent Seven is easily the most entertaining wrestler in the world right now. He's hysterically funny. Go and watch his indie stuff and come back to me. He's incredible. Just bring the Street Profits to the main roster already.
No, please, no.
I must see them go against the Usos. I want it. I need it. That might be, in my opinion, the worst opinion we've ever been sent in the history of this podcast. The Street Profits are fucking shit, okay? I'm so sorry, but they are shit. They are homeless crime time. They are crap. They are stereotype. They are boring. They, frankly, are a joke. And do you know what? I think it's Montez Ford, whatever his name is. He's actually not that bad. He's quite funny. He's got a lot of charisma, but even he looks stupid in this angle. And the less said about whatever his name, D'Angelo Dawkins, whatever his name is. Oh, fuck off. Fuck you. This tag team is a joke. It's so boring. Basically, they're black guys who check out other people's shit and then steal it. Ha ha. Because Vince McMahon finds that shit funny. Ha ha. Black people it's steal so things dumb. In my world. It's fucking shit. I hate the Street Profits. I'm sorry, but they are garbage. Hot garbage. Pete Dunne versus Mark Andrews. Shut up and take my money. Yep. I absolutely agree with that. No questions at all.
Insert the Futurama clip here.
Which one?
Shut up and take my money.
Oh, right, yeah, that's right. I was going to say, just making more fucking money for... making more goddamn work for me.
Shut up and take my money!
Who else had opinions? I'm pretty sure somebody had something to say. Yes, they did! At Kyle Russell, dude, who, believe it or not, well, you don't have to believe it, because it's true, at Kyle Russell, dude, he was a winning member of Team Shovel. That's right, Dexter Critchman had one in the chamber for Kyle, but unfortunately, he couldn't fire it off, because he was firing blanks at Survivor Series. Shovel. Sing it with me, people. I'm going to get that fucking made and put on an LP for you, you little slut. Right, at Carl Russell, dude. NXT thoughts. I want to live in the UK so I can watch British wrestling all this time, and I don't care if this is all the caps. The fact that three of the four guys in that main event are under 25 is mind-boggling. So incredibly talented, and they haven't even started yet. Yep. Oh, yes. Yes, be jealous of our incredible wrestling prowess. Kairi Sane has the best elbow drop ever. Come at me, fam. It's actually possible. It really is. Other than Test, of course. Test had an amazing elbow drop.
He did.
I got no arguments to that.
Yeah,
no. Well, here's something for you to argue. I think the Street Profits are hilarious. Good in the ring, too. Solid fellas. No.
Okay, stop. My turn.
No.
Please.
Go for it. Get him!
Okay. So the Street Profits. Do you know why people seem to think that they're funny and entertaining? Because their whole gimmick is, hey, 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 we're party guys. Hey, hey, hey. And they aren't looking at the fucking fact that they're basically a racist stereotype of party boys, specifically black party boys. And it's just like, no. This is a shitstorm tin can. Why in the love of God is this at least a little bit over? This should have been buried under the rug after the first fucking week. One half of the team can't wrestle. The other half is actually fairly good. Quite honestly, get him a different partner and maybe we might have something. But these two together don't have very good chemistry. They will flounder on the main roster. There's just nothing here that's got any staying power. It's just going to fumble down and die, and we just need to let it happen. Be a little bit more critical on these guys, please.
I'm sorry, but he's not good. I know wrestling's subjective, but I'm struggling to understand how anyone can find this funny. I actually find it slightly offensive. I do. I find them slightly offensive. Now, no, I'm not black, but I am mixed race. And yes, I am very sensitive to certain matters of racial equality. And for me, I find this offensive. I do. I find it slightly uncomfortable. The frat boy cups and the whole stirring thing and the weird dancing and shit, I can almost excuse that because it's just dumb shit hooliganism in some sort of way. But right. No, I'm sorry. The way they act, the way they're eyeing up cars, like, oh, that's a sweet ride, son. Oh, you know, having it out with privileged white people as well. Whoever booked that is a fucking tosser. I'm sorry. What kind of message are you trying to send to people who watch your product? Look at these fun time black guys who don't have any money. Eyeing up white rich man's what rides. What? I'm sorry. Is this the 1960s again, or did I miss something? This is genuinely flagrantly offensive, and I'm not going to go as far as to say that anybody who likes it is obviously supporting that, because that's not the case. I mean, you know, Smiley is African-American. She's black, so I'm not going to, you know, fair enough. If you don't find it offensive, absolutely fair enough. It is your entitlement, it is your opinions, and I will always respect that. But for me, I find it offensive. I do, and I'm not apologizing for that either. I know I'm not black. No, I'm not African-American, but I am of a racial background, and I understand racism just as well as everybody else. And for me, it's a big no-no. I find it unacceptable. And that aside, they're just not that good. They're actually not that good. They don't do much good wrestling. They're not actually good athletes.
And to tag back in here, I'm white as a fucking sheet. Quite honestly, I'm white enough that you can see through me. I find this offensive for black people. I always have to be careful
with that, simply because I don't like, I'm one of these people, I believe that it's up to the person to what they find offensive. There must be nothing worse in black culture than being told by people who aren't black, you should find this offensive. No, I'm not going to say that, because as far as I'm concerned, that's something that a white privileged dickhole would say. For me, though, it's offensive. I just find it personally offensive. And you know what? I've seen a lot of suppression and oppression of people, races, colors, of different backgrounds. And I don't think this kind of thing helps that. I just don't.
I think it's just entirely in poor taste. And I don't mean myself to sound like a dickhead in this regard, but it's just, no.
Yeah. No, I have to agree. I'm just not a fan. And to be honest, if you want my qualifier for it, let's put it this way. Look at the current tag team roster. You have Red Dragon, Incarnate Rhino, and Bobby Fish. You have Sanity, any of those three guys. You have the Authors of Pain. You have Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan, who could be a great tag team. You've got Tina Sabatelli and Moss, who are, frankly, annoying, but they can actually wrestle a reasonable amount. You're telling me, if you can honestly sit there and tell me that Street Profits are better than any of that lot, you are, in my opinion, you're an idiot. I'm sorry, but they're not. Like, they don't deserve to be anywhere near it. I understand why they're a team, and I appreciate the effort that goes into it, but for me, they're never going to get near the level of a Sanity or Offers of Pain or an Undisputed Era. Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, wait, there is one team they're better than. Heavy Machinery.
That's cold. I actually think Heavy Machinery is better. I think Heavy Machinery is a better tag team. They look better, they got a better look, and they wrestle better for me. And I don't like Heavy Machinery at all, but I think they're better. I think at the bottom of the pile is the Street Profits. I think they're the worst tag team in NXT. And that, it's a stacked roster, but I think they're the worst team. I think Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan are a better tag team, and I'm yet to see them have a proper tag team match.
I agree. Which, by the way, where the fuck are they? I'm complaining about it again. Where are they?
Yeah, but yeah, can we have some pushing of the Lorcan and the Burch, please? The 1-2 combination, the 1-2 punch combination, those two need to be out there. They're fucking amazing. More of that, please, Lorcan instead of wasting time with big old Chinner, Lars Sullivan, and these fucking nobodies who think they're fucking crime time. It's a joke. Get rid of them. Anyway, we spent too long berating the Street Profits.
I do have one more thing. Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch, somewhere my twisted brain popped out, let's do a Monty Python tribute out of them, and I don't know why, but that sounds hilarious.
No. Get out. Fuck you. Fuck you, Yank. Fuck off. Fucking Yanks who think they can just apply Fawlty Towers and Monty Python over. Leave the British shit alone. We are doing just fine without you and your Donald Trump ways. Get out. I don't want you touching our fantastic wrestling. There's a reason why British wrestlers are carrying your fucking product right now, because we are better. British independent wrestling is the best in the world. Fuck you all. I am so tired. You know what? There's no argument as far as I'm concerned. I'm sorry. Who's freaking out over Pete Dunne? That's right. Everybody. Get to the back of the line and sit behind the Brits and let them fucking run the show, because we know what we're goddamn doing. So, yeah. Yeah. Next question. Your overall thoughts of NXT this week?
If you haven't watched it yet, you're doing yourself an incredible disservice. Sit your ass down, grab Hulu, grab the network on whatever sort of form of interaction you can, from a Nintendo Switch to a fucking Wii U, and watch the goddamn thing already.
I completely concur with Dexter Critchman's thoughts. Seriously, this was, for me, one of the best NXTs I've seen in a long time, guys. You really need to check it out. If nothing else, Gargano versus Hero. It really was fucking superb. Honestly, I'm not doing it a disservice. It was one of NXT's matches of the year. People were freaking out. The crowd were great for this as well, which I really appreciated. You know, just like SmackDown and San Diego crowd, they absolutely made the show what it was in a lot of ways. And the Full Sail crowd, they can be right dick sometimes, and I do hate them a lot. But when it came to this match, they were actually incredibly entertaining and a lot of fun. This is where they come into their own with their smarky nature, and for me, this match was a phenomenal advertisement for wrestling, and once again cemented my opinions that Chris Hero, seriously, fucking push him, because he is one of the best wrestlers in the world, period. And I'm so tired of people overlooking him. He really is fantastic. Absolutely.
Also, I do have one more side comment now that I think about it. Jumping back over to 205 Live for 2 seconds. The San Diego crowd for 205 Live actually got fucking into it. They were alive. There was a pulse there. And it was amazing. If you put a fucking crowd, if the crowd actually gets into it, fucking 205 Live gets really good.
Yeah, absolutely. No fucking question. Absolutely no question. It's a case of if you just need to give them a reason to get invested. But sometimes these fans, they just don't care anyway. And the San Diego crowd, they prove that, they just prove something to me, that it isn't always necessarily a case of the wrestling's bad. It's a case of the fans that are watching it are just a little bit too obnoxious or too discerning about the product. And for me, San Diego, you know, they just made it a little bit extra, a little bit more fun. They were ready to enjoy themselves. A lot of people are going to these shows and they're just going in and immediately saying, oh, well, I'm not going to enjoy it because it's 205 Live. And that's a shame. Give it an opportunity because it can be fucking brilliant. It can be fun. Things like PowerPoint, they're fun. Enjoy yourselves. Stop taking it so seriously all the time. I know we had a 10-minute soliloquy about Street Profits and that, but overall, do you know what? NXT and 205 Live are a lot of fun to watch. Just enjoy them for what they are. Yes, they can be shit sometimes, but overall, the 205 Live, I think, because it's been on a year, hasn't it now? They, I think it was last week was the year anniversary of 205 Live on the network. It's overall, I think in a year, it's been great. It's been so entertaining. We've had so many memorable matches, great characters. We had the complete out of nowhere push of Neville, who ended up becoming one of the heels of wrestling of this year. There's been a lot to enjoy on 205 Live. You owe it to yourselves to go back and watch a bit of it and enjoy it. It's just simply not that bad. But yeah, both shows this week were fantastic. I think NXT is worthy, finally, of a four genders. I thought it was fucking superb. Four genders for NXT and 3.5 for 205 Live. Do you have a rating, Dixon Richmond, before we wrap it up?
Entire match for you, 4 and 3.5. It's finally... Finally, both shows are coming back to where they belong.
4 3/4.
No, 4 for NXT, 3.5 for 205 Live.
Oh, was that? I'm matching. Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, no question. Absolutely no question. Right, ladies and gentlemen, before we wrap things up, of course, you can get at us at all our social media links, which are available in the descriptions of this podcast. We have Smart Plug Year End Awards, hashtag Smart Plug Year End Awards, coming up very soon. Please go on the Twitter, as I said on the other week in the universes. Please check out our Twitter at the Smart Plug and click the links to the poll. The polls, should I say. There are some polls that are available on Twitter. They're in brackets. You can check those out immediately and vote on them. Thank you very much to everybody who has voted so far. But there are also certain polls, for instance, the feud of the year for WWE and NXT, and also the worst male and women's wrestlers of the year for WWE and NXT. Those polls are available via Easy Polls, which is a website you don't need to know. But basically, we've put everybody up for grabs on that. If you click the link, you can vote on who you want to win the award for what we've just said, those awards. Some of them, they were just simply too big to put on Twitter. So we felt it'd be better to give you the option of every wrestler on the roster and you could make your choice. That way, the voting can stay open until the very day that we record the show. So you get the organic reactions of what we think of who you voted for, ladies and gentlemen. So please vote. Please retweet all the links that you see, because the more people that vote, the more fun it's going to be for you guys to find out who has been voted for all these different awards. There will be a show for WWE and NXT, but there will also be an Indie 50 involving myself and Raymond Ayres. Myself, Steve Neal, and Dexter Christian will be doing a special one-off year-end awards podcast for WWE and NXT. Myself and Raymond Ayres will be doing the Indie 50, looking specifically at the awards for indie wrestling. So guys, please retweet it, check it out. And of course, hashtag SmartPlug PvP COC is coming up. I've got a match with Nick Payne. I'm looking very much forward to shoveling him to death and finishing off your team shovel one by one as I work my way through the roster like some vicious serial killer of shovel proportions. There will also be some fantastic matches at I Love Klee 216, at Jay Miller, and of course at Carl Rassadu. We'll be taking each other on a triple threat. And we also have a big time match involving Joker of the South and at Taylor R1114. They will be taking on at It's Only Rachel and at Carl Rassledude, who will be pulling a double shift, well done, sir, in a grudge tag team match. But there's still time. If you want to take on one of your buddies in predictions, please let us know. The only way you can know is if we book it for you. We're in charge of booking, goddammit. Stop trying to make your own goddamn matches. We're in charge around here. So, yeah, enjoy the platform. Enjoy. And please keep it fucking respectful, okay? I'm not going to say it again, guys, but we've had a few people saying some pretty nasty comments. I've been reading them, okay? I'm not going to point out people's names. They know exactly what they're saying. I don't want people messaging me, telling me that somebody's upset at me or said something a bit too harsh. have a bit of fucking respect for each other. It's a bit of fun. At the end of the day, somebody wins a pot vinyl. But you know what? You had your warning. We tried to be nice about it. That doesn't seem to be working as well as we would like. So, guys, I'm going to say it to you once only. Keep your fucking shit respectful, okay? We don't mind a bit of abuse and everything, and if the other person's on board with it, fine. But if I get any more messages with people complaining, then we will shut PvP down, full stop. I have no problem doing that, because I will not have people being bullied or being abused. So, you've heard it here. Keep it fucking as clean as possible. Keep it respectful. And if you're offending somebody, have the decency to apologize and keep your mouth shut, because I will not tolerate people bullying us. And frankly, we will block you and we will eliminate you from our family, because we have absolutely no problem doing that. We don't do this podcast for numbers of listeners. We do it for fun, and we do it to enjoy the community that we've built, the community spirit. And we welcome everybody in. We have a great time with it. And myself, Dexter Critchman, Steve Neal, Raymond Ayers put a lot of work into this for you guys. It's not just me who records it and edits it. Dexter gives me his time very graciously when he's very busy. So does Steve Neal. So does Raymond Ayers. Please do not let the side down. At the end of the day, people are people and they should be respected as such. If you want to go and abuse somebody, there are other platforms to do that. You are not welcome here if you are going to continue to abuse and insult people the way you do. So try and keep it fucking respectful and try not to upset people, because I have got messages. And like I say, I'm not going to pinpoint people. I'm not going to call people out on the podcast, because that's not fair to any party. But I have got messages from people saying it's getting a bit harsh, or, you know, I feel like I can't say anything because I, you know, personally, either they feel offended or they feel like they're being boxed in. And as somebody who understands that feeling, I will not tolerate it. So this is your warning. Okay. I don't want to have to play angry dad, but the reality is that I will not tolerate people being abused on that platform. And like I said, you will be found, you will be blocked, and you will be dealt with thus far. So you have been warned. This is your only warning. I will not say it again. But
also,
yeah.
Also, on that topic, to the people who may or may not be doing it, think Paul Heyman promos, guys. If you're going to tear someone down, build them up at the same time. That's it. All you have to do.
No question. Yeah, I've seen some pretty harsh comments being made. I haven't said anything because, you know, certain people have sort of said, oh, I'm okay handling it, I'm okay dealing with it. But if it keeps going the way it's going, I will stop PvP entirely and we'll take the promos away. Okay? Because that's not what this podcast is about. We're supposed to be a fucking family. Treat each other with respect. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening, as always. Apologies if it feels like a sour note to end on the podcast, but things have to be said. And as you will know, if you know me personally, I have no problem telling people exactly what I think and telling them the truth, or at least being blunt and harsh about it. Because at the end of the day, you deserve 100% respect and honesty from all of us involved here at The Smart Plug. So check out the social media links, check out PvP, and most of all, check out those year-end awards, because that is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. So let's say thank you very much to Dexter Critchman, who has had the balls to return after being swept so savagely in Survivor Series. Dexter Critchman, thank you very much for joining us this week.
Not a problem at all. And quite honestly, I probably would have been back the following week, but God, 205 Live at NXT that week was just absolute crap, and also Thanksgiving. Anyway, also...
Yeah, you can use Thanksgiving as an excuse for the fact you were crying in a dark room. I totally understand that.
I was crying, but for a completely different reason. Family was not fun. Anyway, I do have one question for our audience. I have been doing small videos of me doing arcade repair. I'm not sure if people have been watching it. People have been enjoying it. Yeah, you know, snore. If you guys don't want me, if you guys...
Why are you plugging your Periscope on here for? Look at him just fucking plugging his arcade cabinet Periscopes. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were in it for your own business here. Why don't you get your own podcast about arcade cabinet sunshine? Fucking just plug it away. Oh, I hope you guys don't mind if I Periscope me looking at circuit boards. I bet that's really exciting.
Well, apparently nobody seems to find it exciting. We'll stop then.
I don't know. Is anybody watching it? I haven't watched any personally, but that's because it's a 3 a.m.
Well, it's 3 a.m. for you. That's the problem with that. I honestly don't know if people are watching it. It's not giving me stats, so...
The problem with Periscope is you have to kind of interact. So if you're just doing something but not really speaking to people or sending you comments, you're not going to get very far with it.
I try to interact with the people who pop on, and nobody seems to respond, but... Eh.
Well, to be fair, that is because you are showing them a video of you rummaging around. Now, I'm sure if there was a load of electricians they would be very excited by the prospect of it. But yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, do a Periscope about wrestling. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, send us your opinions on what Dexter Christian should Periscope about.
I mean, I could always Twitch stream my games and give you guys the link to that.
Yeah, sure. Talk about video games. Hell, we'll Periscope that. Or maybe you guys want to hear a one-off podcast where me and Dexter Critchman just discuss video games for an hour. That sounds like a lot of fun. Who's a nerd? That actually sounds... Talk to us, nerds. Anyway, can we wrap this up? I really need to go to sleep at some point because I'm... Well, I don't need to go to sleep, but I am so bored of talking about wrestling now. I've spoken about wrestling literally for like 10 hours straight now. I am so burned out from wrestling. I would rather go on Battlefield 1 and shoot a load of goddamn Nazis. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been Amiro Zanetti. He's been Dexter Critchman. Dexter Critchman, say goodbye to the audience.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been Amira's name. He has been Dexter Critchman, and we will catch you very soon for another podcast for the Smart Plug Galaxy. We are out.
Well, folks, we're all out of time. This is Johnny Gomez saying good fight, good night.